that your joy may be full. Washington, August 1904. If you would know the virtue of the sacrifice that has been made that you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, study the teachings of Christ. Every word of this instruction is divine truth, and those who disregard it forfeit the favor of God. These truths are to be woven into every line of our business, lest we set an example that shall lead others astray. All things are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 21 to 23. Not only has the Son of God been given as a sacrifice for the guilty, as a redeemer for the lost, but through him all things are ours. Those who have faith in Christ, those who are obedient to his instruction, will know by experience the boundlessness of the power that gives us constant witness that we are Christ's and that Christ is ours. The Savior has given us the charter of our inheritance, and we stand in vantage ground because we have chosen Christ as our portion. Those who are obedient to his word can receive this evidence, the assurance of the truth as it is in Jesus. If we will accustom our minds to dwell upon the facts of faith that have been given us, we may endure the seeing of him who is invisible. Those who walk with Jesus may rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. John 15, verse 7 to 10. Is not this language plain enough to be easily understood? Is there the least excuse for misinterpreting or misunderstanding these simply stated words? An abiding faith, a constant obedience, is essential to a continuance in his love. Our souls need not be surrounded by a fitful, changeable atmosphere. We are to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the truth as it is in Jesus, the truth that is exemplified in his character, will be expressed in our lives, in our spirit, our words, our temper. Truth will be the law of the mind. Christ will be formed within, the hope of glory. There is a peculiarly close union between the transformed soul and God. It is impossible to find words to describe this union. It is a treasure worth infinitely more to the true believer than gold and silver. The Christian sees the Savior ever before him, and by beholding, he becomes changed into the same image, from glory to glory. He bears the signature of God. Shall we give this up for the science of sophistry? Never. Truth is full of godlike richness. He who is partaker of the divine nature will hold firm to the truth. He will never let go, for the truth holds him. Let us never forget that by the characters which we are forming day by day, we are deciding our future destiny. Those whose hearts are filled with the love of Christ will find in the heavenly courts a glad reception. Are our hearts purified from all defilement? Let us awake to the solemn reality that happiness and heaven are for those only who are obedient to all God's commandments. Those only who have brought their will into constant conformity to the will of God will receive the commendation, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew 25, verse 23. It is the spirituality of the children of God that is their glory in His eyes. This is the distinguishing mark that separates them from the world. As children of God, we cannot open our eyes to the vanities of the world. We must not leave our souls unfortified against perverting influences, for thus we would be guilty of treason against our King. We need to pray much that the image of the earthly may be effaced by the impress of the heavenly. And not only are we to pray, we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that it is God which worketh in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. We are to hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we may represent Christ to the world. If His love abides in our hearts, it will be distinctly revealed. We shall be lights in the world. Christ calls upon every follower of His to reveal His virtues of character, to represent Him in word and deed, to make known His love.
We all need to behold constantly Him in whom we are made complete, for He is altogether lovely. He came to this world as the great medical missionary. His heart, full of love and sympathy, was open to all kinds of suffering. His field was the world, but He did not place Himself where the tempter could take advantage of Him. The prince of this world came and could find nothing in Him, nothing that would serve His purposes of destruction. The truth as it is in Jesus not only brings health to soul and body, but improves and beautifies all with which it comes into contact. This truth is to be woven into all that we do. When we are weary and heavy laden, we are to come to Jesus just as we are, for support and sympathy. The Lord will graciously reward His faithful burden bearers and will help them. "I will give you rest," He says. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11, verse 28-29. Praise the Lord for this assurance, and take from it comfort and strength. Praise God that you have found Christ's yoke easy and His burden light. Thanksgiving and praise are due to our Heavenly Father from human beings for all His favors. Look to Him and praise Him for His many favors. The more you offer praise to God because He is God, the more clearly you will understand the meaning of the great sacrifice made by the Son of God that man might inherit eternal life. When the greatness of this theme is more fully realized, much more kindness and courtesy will be shown by human beings to one another. For we shall realize that we have been bought with a price, and that a wonderful price has been paid for every son and daughter of Adam. We shall remember that we have been redeemed by the suffering and death of the only begotten Son of God, and that every soul is precious in His sight. The Lord desires us to study and obey the instruction given to Moses to give to the children of Israel. At the time when this instruction was given, God was preparing the Israelites for entrance into the Promised Land. As they traveled through the wilderness, He trained and educated them, teaching them line upon line, precept upon precept, showing them the traits of character that they should form. He permitted trials to come upon them that they might learn how to conduct themselves under difficulties. Christ was their leader and commander, and it was their privilege to learn through Moses the will of God concerning them and to gather strength for each successive march. The history of their experience has been recorded for the benefit of those who today are journeying heavenward. Not only for the Israelites with the principles of truth given, but for those who should live in future generations. We are living in the last days of this earth's history, and we are to study the instruction given to the children of Israel as they journeyed from Egypt to Canaan. The importance of this instruction is to be discerned, acknowledged, and appreciated. At this time, when we are so near the end, shall we become so like the world in practice that men may look in vain to find God's denominated people? Shall any man sell our peculiar characteristics as God's chosen people for any advantage the world has to give? Shall the favor of those who transgress the law of God be looked upon as of great value? Shall those whom the Lord has named his people suppose that there is any power higher than the great I Am? Shall we endeavor to blot out the distinguishing points of faith that have made us Seventh-day Adventists? Our only safety is in standing constantly in the light of God's countenance.